Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the action to take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to have you with us. We're going to chat a little bit. Well, Jay's here, so we're going to chat seniors today, a little bit of good stuff on with our seniors. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, Jay, you're going to be able to join me in this food celebration, or this celebration today.
What makes you think I like food?
Well, you and I have here.
I forgot that.
Yeah, we've got a camera. That we both got a face radio, but we've got the camera running. So anybody that hasn't seen us or is not aware, RonSiegelRadio.tv, RonSiegelRadio.tv. But today, Jay, it's National Food Day. Should we indulge or should we?
We have to. It's only you know, for society.
Exactly, as a public service.
There you go.
Public service. Now, one thing about National Food Day, observed annually October 24th, one of the targets is to eat real. Now, as opposed to eating phony, eat real. They basically want us to cut back. Jay, I don't know if you can handle this one. Yeah. They want us to cut back on sugar drinks, overly salted packaged foods, fatty factory-farmed meats in favor of vegetables, fruit, whole grains, and sustainably raised protein.
So natural sugar is good.
Correct.
Good. Okay.
And I noticed that it had vegetables, and my favorite vegetable. I'm gonna share this right here live on Ron Siegel Radio. My favorite vegetable. Take a potato, distill it, send it over to Russia, send it back here in the form of vodka. Right? I have a vegetable there.
Yeah.
So if I have I have this very, very well-balanced diet. So if you take potato-based vodka with a little bit of cranberry, ice cubes, I've got two food groups all in one. Vegetables and fruit. What the heck? We move right along here before we get ourselves in trouble. We've got a lot to cover this morning. What's happening in the markets? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's up 7-8 points right now. Oil down 66 cents, $50.19 a barrel. We certainly do not want to have any conversations about coal because we know where coal industry is going now that it looks more and more likely that we'll have another Clinton regime coming our way. But I didn't get a chance. We had some technical difficulties Friday. I don't know if you noticed on Friday. There was a very, very interesting, we would have reported it Friday because it took place on Thursday. And Jay, did you get a chance to watch the Al Smith dinner from Thursday night? Any of those highlights?
Just highlights I watched.
Okay, so if you saw any highlights, you and I, even though we don't always agree politically, I bet we can agree on who was the winner of that whole program.
I thought they were both very good. I didn't take to the criticism really about.
Yeah, but let me ask.
I mean, I thought Trump's was very good in spite of my.
What about your thoughts about Maria Bartiromo? there we go. Okay,
no,
so.
Well, she was on her cell phone. It looks she was texting the whole time.
You're the only one that noticed her phone. There must be a different issue going on here.
I think it was where she was holding it.
Okay, moving right along. We can also look at what's going on. Oil, I already told you that oil was down about, down 54 cents a barrel. 10-year Treasury at $1.765 is our yield there. And we're also looking at gas prices. Again, this is another one for you, Jay. You're saving some money. Gas right here in the state of confusion, $2.77, easy for me to say, $2.77.7 a gallon here in the state of confusion. You're a big train guy, so you get to save some of that money.
That's right.
Your proponent is educating us on the use of mass transit. I loved it when I was in New York, the idea of mass transit. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to worry about trying to find a place to park your car. Nobody dings your car?
No, I love driving, but when you're in the city, it's like a ball and chain.
Absolutely.
Not to mention the parking prices.
There you go. I was wondering where you're going with that ball and chain stuff, Jay. But $2.22.3 a gallon is the national average, so we're a little bit on the high side there as well. Looking at the, you know, they've still got the Al Smith Award right here on the news watch. Right here, I've got Market Watch on my screen here just to keep track of what's happening in markets for you today. Moving right along, I see a report. I'll have to cover this one tomorrow. Ways to save money on Halloween costumes. Don't wear one. Might be.
Well, I don't need one.
Right, there you go. Very good, Jay. Very good. Okay, so WikiLeaks is back in the news again. Fun watching WikiLeaks. Did you catch any of the Sunday shows? I love listening to politicians. And again, this is one of those nonpartisan issues because they're all liars. I mean, it's just my opinion, just the way it is. But in this particular instance, they had the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton on Fox News Sunday. I was watched a number of the Sunday shows. So they're asking him about all of these new emails that are being leaked out. He has no defense for them. His only defense is they were gotten by hacking and we shouldn't listen to them. And I thought it was great listening to the moderator ask one very, very simple question. Now, we should not pay any attention to all of these thousands of leaked emails from Hillary Clinton. But when they asked the guy about the one about Donald Trump's taxes, he didn't know where it came from. Really?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that really surprised me. That was his defense. Let's see. Hillary Clinton, I'm sure that John Podesta did not send a copy of his email, put them on a jump drive and send them to WikiLeaks. And I'm just guessing here that Donald Trump probably didn't put his tax return on an email and send it to the New York Times. Really, I mean, unbelievable listening to some of these guys. A lot of fun. Now, we've got Tim Kaine's emails are due out sometime this week. It'll be interesting to see what they have on him. Of course, Tim Kaine, as did Hillary, said, "I suspect it's a big yawn." That's probably what he's hoping it'll be, is a big yawn, but we'll find out. Very, very interesting. I just find it fascinating that no one wants to talk about the content. They want to discuss the delivery method or the method of how they were obtained. Now, if we have media doing their legitimate job in our country, and I'm not saying that it's good for these things to be stolen. I'm not saying it's good for them to be hacked. But if we had a media doing their job in the United States any longer, WikiLeaks would be irrelevant. Because the New York Times would have already reported whatever there was to be report. The New York Times, yeah. They'll do a report just about as much as Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post will report. Like, I wonder if there's any commentary right now about Terry McAuliffe and his campaign paying the FBI $500,000. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't the FBI. It was the wife of one of the lead investigators into the Hillary Clinton case. He gave her $500,000 to her election campaign. Check it out. Believe me, Dr. Jill Cabe is her name. Virginia State Senate. State Senator got $500,000 from the Democrat Party led by Mr. McAuliffe, who's a close friend of the Clintons. And nothing to see there. Let's just sweep that one under the rug as well. I'm sure that we will not see that on the evening news tonight on any of the stations. You got to listen to Ron Siegel Radio. Find out the real truth of what's going on in our country. Amazing. Rasmussen. Apparently Rasmussen must be drinking. Now, I know we've heard over and over that Donald Trump doesn't drink, but the Rasmussen used to have a great survey, did a lot of surveys, coming out with a report that's saying Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by 2 points. Really? I think that... Yeah, I think Mr. Rasmussen might have had one too many of those potato-based vodkas that I was talking about a little earlier. So, or maybe he's fantasizing. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the role access plays in getting your house sold. Mortgage rates by decade compared to today. A surprisingly high number of first-timers now buying homes. And how can we protect our seniors? How do we protect the equity they have in their home and their cash flow, all that and more? You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can catch every one of our broadcasts right there. Nearly a half a million people every month.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. The role access plays in getting your house sold. Once you've made the decision to sell your house and you've called us here at Ron Siegel Radio, I'll put you in touch with a great real estate agent. I do not do that. I do put you in touch with a great real estate agent. I have a license, but I don't sell real estate. You've hired a great professional. Now you've got to do a few different things. So here are five levels of access that you could give a buyer with a brief description of each. Number one, a lockbox on the door allows the buyer the ability to see the home as soon as they are aware of the listing at their convenience. Providing a key to the home, although the buyer's agent may need to stop by an office to pick up the key, there is little delay in being able to show the home. Open access with a phone call. Seller allows showing with just a phone call's notice. By appointment only, 48-hour notice. Limited access. This is the most difficult way to show a home. In a competitive marketplace, I'm sharing with you, I'll tell you right now, the more limited the access, the less likelihood you're going to get your home into a bidding war. And that's the most important term right there, bidding war. We want your home in a bidding war. That way the negotiations are between multiple buyers and you just stand on the sideline and collect. When the buyers are continually fighting over the pricing, think about that. Doesn't it make more sense for them to fight and you just to collect money? You can get a higher offer. You're able to have less in repairs. You might have a shorter term. You might even have less in the way of contingencies. Just a few thoughts for you right there. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. And chatting this morning, Jay Kaplan's in the house. Jay is our senior on the team. Senior, I was going to say senior team member, Jay, but I thought that might be taken the wrong way.
Hey, there's no wrong way if you've got the video going.
So, got a great seminar over the weekend. A lot of people getting a lot of great information about helping seniors.
Yeah, that Susan Geffen. Or Susan, if you look her up, it's SusanEGeffen.com. And I think she's, she goes by the handle of elder care guru. That's what she definitely specializes in, the care of seniors to protect them from whatever comes their way, be it health care,
a lot of lunatics out there preying on seniors.
Yeah, they're sometimes family members.
Right.
I mean, more than we think, although, most family members are good people and want to take care of their parents. There are some that don't. Some very old famous examples,
right,
like Mickey Rooney, and it goes on.
It's a shame
from there.
And but I my takeaways. I was there for a little bit of time. I did go over there and visit you.
Yeah, that was good having there.
I was very fascinated in looking at a telephone that has it that transcribes for senior in big letters, even somebody like me could see.
Yeah.
A gentleman with the hearing aid services there.
He's really good. His name is Jay, by the way. So
we won't hold that against him.
No. He's
there's a lot of really good information. I highly encourage you to take a look at some of the different events. We'll post some of them up. Maybe get on our mailing list. Just go to ronsiegelradio.com. Get on the mailing. We'll keep you informed of where some of these events are taking place. Then they actually feature you as well. Talking about reverse mortgages. You have my table there.
Yeah, I do.
And
I've been a part of that almost 3 years now. He's been doing it for about 9 years, I believe.
One of the things I love talking about, Jay, is the idea of how you're able to help seniors protect the equity they have in their property.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about this a little for us.
Well, equity, as you know, comes and goes, but it usually always comes.
Right.
It gets larger by a couple of different reasons. One is by just market, what's happening in a market in general, and by paying off, whatever that equity position is. My opinion is one of the best ways to protect it is with, I'll use the word reverse mortgage because the rest of the world does. It's really not, but that's a different subject.
It's technical, honestly.
Home equity version. So
sure.
What it means is you are not particularly taking the equity from your home unless you want to. And if you want to, it's because you need to or because you choose to for something perhaps that you feel is better than having extra money in sleeping as equity in your home, such as healthcare, number one. And although I am not the one to talk to about the single premium healthcare thing. I know it's very popular.
And we did a show last week. If you didn't catch that, last week, go back to the archives, ronsiegelradio.com, or you can go to ronsiegel1 on YouTube. We did a Medicare 101 program. We had a Medicare guru come in. Because don't get that information from your – just like I say, here's a couple of my points, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very, very foolish, in my opinion, for somebody to try and get information on a reverse mortgage or a HECM from next neighbor or the friend down the street or at the local community center. Get it from you. Similarly, trying to get information about your Medicare needs from your next door neighbor,
yeah,
right, or the community center, get it from an expert.
Right.
Right. I mean, they're very, very complex. One of the other things I want to chat about, Jay, because you and I, you've shared this with me, and you and I have seen a few people recently that they're actually looking at what I call right sizing. They're
right,
possibly moving out of an existing mm-hmm. residence, but they're fearful because they don't know how they're going to qualify for a new home loan.
Well, to focus on the equity thing real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Is, let's say you owe $200,000 or $100,000 right now. And even if you don't owe anything, you can get a HECM and just put it on the shelf. Therefore, you're not losing or spending equity. But if you do have $100,000 or $200,000 existing, you can keep making the payment just like you did before. There's going to be no difference whatsoever in the equity. However, or in the equity as time moves on. However, if interest rates go up, you have a hedge, you're protected because your line of credit, which we've talked about before, will also go up. If in fact property values go down, that will usually kill equity. Well, it will as far as the specific value on the home, but your line of credit continues to increase well over the value of the home, which is always your money. So you have protection. Also, you have a hedge against rising rates. You have a hedge against lowering property values.
Let me ask you this. One of the things that I hear folks frequently, and I've had like three or four people just in the last week have called me and made these comments to me because they know that I'm a big fan of the reverse mortgage. My mom has one. I believe they're a great tool for the right person. Now, no loan product is right for everybody. And I'm going to suggest that probably a reverse mortgage would not be good for me. I'm telling you, I don't qualify. But there are various folks, right? But what if I have a lot of equity in my property and I've got a lot of – I don't really need that money. It's just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. It's kind of like having money under the pillow. Could I pull that money out, maybe give it to my child or grandchild so I can watch them enjoy it?
Right.
Help them with
right.
the down payment?
Exactly. You can give – if you have a couple of kids or a kid and a grandchild, give them each whatever, $100,000 I like because I do everything in round numbers because I'm round. And you still have an option. From what I hear financial per se, you still have a call option on the value of your home. And as far as down,
but at least we get to watch the
have fun together.
Yeah, instead of our heirs getting that money after we're no longer able to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting that money. We can watch them maybe as a down payment on a house.
Right.
You know, whatever they want to use
right.
that for. But instead of it going to them after we're gone, they
and
get it.
If they don't want to spend it, they can put it in the bank, and it's just a, I hate to say down payment on you going away, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, good information there, Jay. We're going to talk about the idea. When we come back, I want to really dig into this concept because there are a lot of folks out there that are living in a neighborhood that was a great, great neighborhood historically, but not so good anymore. And maybe there's a solution that Jay can come up with for that as well. We're going to talk to him when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Also chatting about mortgage rates by decade compared to today, a surprisingly high number of first-timers now buying homes. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Ron Siegel 1, though. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. You get to the replays. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, FHA loans, veterans loans, jumbo loans, any kind of forward mortgage, they handle them for us. Gold Star Mortgage, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the team. Mortgage rates by decade compared to today. The interest rates you secure for your mortgage greatly influences your monthly housing costs. You probably know that already. In the 80s, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged in the high 12s, making the monthly principal and interest over $2,000 on a $200,000 home. We're using today's dollars, same numbers, just because, you know, $200,000 home in the 80s was a mansion, depending upon where you lived, especially now national numbers. I think we're at 240,000 is a median numbers. So think about this. In the 70s, we averaged 8.86. In the 80s, we averaged 12.7. I bought my first house in the 80s, significantly more than 12.7%, but that was the average. In the 90s, 8.12, 2000, 6.29. And as of September 2016, actually, why don't I just give you October 20th, 2016, according to Freddie Mac, 3.52. Think about that, 3.52, basically half of wherever, less than half of where we've been at any other time. I have people calling, Ron, do you think interest rates are going to go down? Who cares? Why are you worried about them going? There is more likelihood of them going up than there is of going down. But when you're at a 3.52 interest rate, what do you think they're going to go to? How far down do you think they could go? It's just, it's nonsense when you're worried about them going down a little bit more based on where they are today. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. I got to admit, I laughed. I laugh frequently, but I remember talking to my grandfather many, many years ago, and he made some comment about when he was a kid, you know, an interest rates of 3%, 4%, and we all just looked at him and said, how could that possibly be? And, you know, because I grew up in the double-digit interest rate time frame. And I looked at it, and now we're there at those threes and fours, and we'll be the ones telling our grandkids, maybe my kids will tell their grandkids that they remember those days because they're going to go up. I mean, when are they going to go up? I don't know. But they're not going to stay at these levels. Our seniors cannot afford for them to stay at these levels. And I always use the seniors in the example because they're the ones that are getting hurt the most. You and I benefit from a low interest rate when we go to buy a house. Our seniors don't benefit from a low interest rate. They're looking at interest rates. And the reason is because they take their money and they need it to be safe and secure. They don't have the time to grow it again. And you look at a 10-year treasury that's giving our seniors 1.767 as a percent on interest rate, 1.767%. And we noticed last week they came out with the cost of living increase for seniors and their Social Security coming out for 2017, $5. You got to do something better. That's why we've been chatting with Jay Kaplan a lot frequently about some solutions for you, making use of that equity. I'm a big, big believer. I've told this to my mom, and I'll tell this to any senior that'll listen. Hopefully, my mother lives for another 30 years. I hope she spends her last dollar with her last breath. There are a lot of seniors that I want to leave money for my kids. Let them go to work. Let them get their own money. Go enjoy it. Take out a reverse mortgage with Jay Kaplan. Spend the money as you want, but have it available. Here's a big, big issue, seniors, and anybody that's listening. Nobody gives you a loan because you need a loan. They give you a loan because you want a loan. Nobody has a reservation for Alzheimer's. Nobody has a reservation for hip problems. Nobody has a reservation for getting on. Look at that. The people got on a bus over the weekend. Tragic. They went to a casino on a bus, come back, bus accident. Unfortunately, many people perished. The others that didn't are injured. They can't go and make their monthly mortgage payment if they're not getting a job. But if they have a reverse mortgage, they don't need to worry about it. If they've got a paid off piece of property, they're not going to get any of that equity out now because they need it. Think about these things in advance. Prepare in advance. That's why you should have your money out of your real estate into a safe, secure investment vehicle. But let's chat a little bit about reverse mortgages, Jay.
Okay.
I mean, I get off of my soapbox
here. No, go ahead. That's good.
But I like one of the things that I'm hearing, you know, our society changes all the time. We're seeing a lot of neighborhoods. I grew up in a neighborhood over in West Anaheim. And at the time that I grew up there, it was a pretty nice neighborhood. Deteriorated a bit over the years. I know that there's a lot of other neighborhoods that have deteriorated or changed. Some have gone up, some have deteriorated.
I started out in Detroit near Six Mile Road. That's changed a little.
Just changed a little bit. My house now for $100.
$150, I think.
Right? I mean, but there are some seniors that they've seen their properties appreciate. They might have paid them off. They want to get out of the neighborhood, but they don't think that they can because they heard about this thing in the 80s. Call a reverse mortgage, and the bank took your home.
Yeah, that does not exist any longer.
That went out of that. President Reagan signed that away, right?
Correct.
So that, and he hasn't been president.
Well, actually, they brought in a new program, government insured, that basically all the other programs couldn't match up, and they just went away.
Okay, but the current program is much superior.
it's
to what we had then.
Not only better than that, it's great on its own. It's absolutely great.
And they and here's another concept that you know you and I chat about offline is not only is this a wonderful product, but they modify it once or twice a year, something like that.
At least once a year. And right now, it's in a really good spot for consumers. So I'm hoping they don't modify too much more.
But my point there, Jay, is that if I got in my head that program that was in existence at the in the 80s.
And a lot of people still, unfortunately,
right.
have that in their head.
Even if I knew about the program in 2005. Today's program really isn't exactly the same as it was then.
No, not at all. No. It's getting stronger all the time.
And we don't. So what I want you to get from our conversation here is don't get this guidance about this product from your friends, family, neighbors, community center. They may have all the great information, but I'm going to suggest to you, unless they're in the industry, they may not know the changes that took place 21 days ago.
Yeah,
But it's 3 weeks. That's how recently changes took place.
People were a little worried about it, but I look at it, it made a few things a little more lenient, which is.
But my point is,
still, overall, the little changes are again to close loopholes that could be a problem in the future.
So let's do a simple exercise, Jay. not physical fitness.
Oh, okay.
Mental exercise. We have a house that we bought in the 70s, and we might have paid $10,000-$12,000 for the house, $15,000 for the house, whatever, right? We've paid it off. Did all the right things. We took that 30-year mortgage. We paid it off in the year 2000. We own it free and clear. Today, that house is worth $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
We can call a great real estate professional. They can help us sell it for $500,000. Because I'm going to get into a different neighborhood. I don't need four bedrooms anymore.
Right. That's the main reason. When it comes to neighborhood, of course, you can wait 100 years. It'll come back.
Right.
But, you know, most people want to be closer to family.
Sure.
Some further. But usually closer. Single story, perhaps, instead of...
Multi-story.
Yeah.
You need a little bit wider, not because of my size, but we need wider doorways.
Yeah. Now, right? I do like those stair lift things, and I wish I had one. I just don't have two stories, but...
No, we'll get you a stair lift, stairway to heaven, Jay.
There you go.
But don't take that for
there
a long time.
Go. So, you know, you're going to get a good amount of cash. Usually, regardless of what you have in the bank at the time, you probably have a lot of equity in your home if you hold it near...
But Jay, you and I did a little bit of a case study for somebody just recently.
Yes.
And from what I recall, so we had this $500,000 house that's free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And say we're 70 years old, right? From what I remember, you are 70 years old. We don't have to just say that. But from what I recall, if I were to take a piece of that, right? Say maybe I take $300,000.
Yes.
Do you remember roughly what that purchasing power allowed us?
About six, depending on your age, between $600,000 and $700,000.
And that, so I could with taking 60%. But taking 60% of my equity, I could buy a $600,000 or $700,000 home or condo.
Right.
And what would my monthly payment be on that property for the rest of my life?
It will be whatever you select or elect it to be. In my case, I would say probably zero because I have better things to do with that money.
So I could have no mortgage payment the rest of my life.
Correct.
And buy a $600,000 or $700,000 house.
Correct.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to be a...
So you can sell a house and buy one at the same price. Now, downsizing doesn't only mean a cheaper price.
Right. But now I don't want you to be a tax guru, right? So because we're not tax gurus.
No, we're not.
But in many communities, can I bring my tax basis of the old property with property taxes?
Yes.
Because that's a big concern that a lot of people have.
Oh, it's huge.
Right? Because you start talking about buying a $600,000 house, Now you're talking about about $500-$600 a month in property taxes.
A lot of these folks have owned a property since the 60s or the 70s or even the 80s, like myself. We have a pretty low tax amount.
So we talk to your tax professional, but there are methods, and we'll give you some of the information to share with the professionals that you can transfer your tax basis with you. Again, talk to a tax professional.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How do you qualify for that new property that we're talking about right here? We're also going to talk about a surprisingly high number of first-timers now buying homes, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com in archives, Ron Siegel Radio 1, Ron Siegel Radio, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you are ready to get that trust, to get that will, if you own a piece of property, you should be ready already if you don't have one. Our friends over at Heritage Financial are standing by ready to get that for you. All you need to do, now here's a great tool for you. Go to text RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag to 79564. We will respond with a gift bag of coupons. There's about $1,000 worth of coupons, giveaways in this gift bag. One of them is $300 off on the least expensive trust I have ever seen, while it's also the best trust I have ever seen. Al Manfrey, it's amazing. He goes to the same place all the attorneys go to, and he gets these trusts done, and he puts them out there for an unbelievably low price, and then he gives us even more of a discount for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. I love the idea here. Again, RSR gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Surprisingly high number of first-timers now buying homes. For years, the U.S. housing market looked bleak for young couples hoping to buy their first homes, but struggling with high student debt, low pay, and meager down payment savings. But a new survey by real estate firm Zillow suggests that first-time buyers may be entering the market in greater numbers than industry watchers had assumed. Over the past year, the survey found nearly half of home sales have gone to first-timers, much higher proportion than some other industry estimates had indicated, and it comes as a surprise in part because ownership rates for adults under 34 are at the lowest levels since the government began tracking the figure in 1994. Thank goodness we're finding – the reason it's very, very important for our economy, for our young people to be buying homes, because they push everybody else. They force old people like me to go and buy something new because they want my house. And people like Jay, they just keep pushing him as well. Right, they need somewhere to go, so they send us into the right sizing, or you know, you've got, from what you were just saying before, Jay, is that, you know, a lot of people, as they get into their golden years, they want the single story.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Or by you know, many instances they have to have a single story.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's, you've got a highly desirable where you are.
Yeah, my wife insisted on a single story back in 1983 when we bought the house. So she was, you know, 30 something going on 80, and I was 30 something going on 12. So
somebody had to watch out for
there.
Again, that's the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Get that coupon, 25% off on a great, great trust from our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. So before the break, we were chatting with Jay Kaplan about, he's our reverse mortgage, our HECM, home equity conversion mortgage specialist with Ron Siegel Radio. I've shared this many, many times. I should not share this in Jay's presence, but I'm going to anyway. I learned a lot about the reverse mortgage. I've been a big fan of the reverse mortgage for many, many years. When it was time for my mom to get one, I learned even more about the reverse mortgage. And I would say that I got to be fairly competent in my knowledge on the reverse mortgage. And again, it's based on the current product, not the product that was in the 80s. I had a good knowledge of that one too, because I heard a lot of the myths. But I must share with you, again, not just because Jay's here, I've learned a ton of more information from Jay Kaplan, but in chatting with people and listening to the conversations, because everybody has a different scenario. There is, so far in the conversations I've listened to with Jay, very rarely do I ever hear two people that have the exact same situation. We chatted, Jay, with a lady that is not well, needs some home health services. We've spoken with a gentleman who's going through a divorce. We've spoken through to another lady who wants to get out of a neighborhood and move somewhere that she feels a little more comfortable.
Yeah, close.
Right?
Closer here, yeah.
You and I have, and I don't speak to nearly as many people as you do, but everybody has a different story, a different reason.
No matter what, there's always some little thing that we need to learn more about and have our, you know.
I know in my mom's case, we did it mainly for cash flow purposes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some folks that have done it because they want to do some home modifications. They need to change around their property to better suit their physical needs as they age.
Yeah, like ramps. And
right.
Like that guy that's selling the bathtubs.
Right. We saw a gentleman this weekend selling bathtubs, the step-in tub, all these different things.
All the jets. That looked like fun, too. I mean, okay.
Well, Jay, don't go there, Jay. It's a family program. But there's a lot of different – my point, though, being is that there's a lot of different reasons that people are getting involved and looking at these. And we were just chatting about one of them, and that's why we have Jay come back with us so frequently, not just because he's a pretty face. I mean, that's not the reason we bring him in. It's for the educational purpose. We've been talking a lot about something that's got an acronym. Maybe you haven't seen this acronym, H4P, Heckam for Purchase. Right, so you can take and buy a new home. We were talking about that before the break. What does it take if I had this $300,000, if I'm over 62 years of age, if I want to go on, not a this here, just setting up the scenario for you, and if I want to go buy a new house for this $600,000 to $700,000,
right?
What are the other items that I need to take into account to qualify for the reverse mortgage?
Qualifying is simple and pretty straightforward.
That's what they told us in 2006, too, Jay. Got us in trouble.
Yeah. it's probably even more simple than that.
Okay.
But it's a lot different as far as equity position. So it does not have the same kind of
not the same level
risk to the country, the economy, or to anybody
or to the consumer, exactly.
You need to be able to show... I was going to use prove, but that's official.
Right.
You need to have the ability to continue making the taxes and insurance. And if you have a homeowners association, you have to be able to show that you can continue making those payments in the future.
Can my proceeds from the...
Yes.
Okay, so my proceeds can be used for that.
We're doing that on...
Okay, so our idea idea here is that the if we get a check money, because a lot of people here, we hear about that monthly check. We could get a check that's sufficient enough for a wire or a transfer of funds.
Yeah, you can use it, dissipated income, whatever you have in the bank right now, even whether it's retirement funds, money coming out of this transaction. You take that by the number of months until you get even older than me, like 95 or so, you divide that, and that's actually income. But in reality, most older folks like myself, that don't drive two or three fancy cars and have a lot of extra homes and a lot of other bills, usually Social Security, although it's never going to be enough to have a great life, Social Security itself is usually all we need in these cases. You need to be able to prove you can make those continuing payments that I spoke about and have some dollars left over depending on the size of the family. And that's all.
So I don't have to worry about credit score?
No.
Okay, good. And how long? One of the nice things we've talked about, the government mandates that everybody who's involved in the mortgage goes through a third party counseling.
Correct.
So they're making sure that you're educated.
Correct.
What else? I mean, how long is this process going to take?
Well, theoretically, it really should not take from beginning to end more than 30 days. Sometimes it does because people take their time getting the counseling.
So we can't control the counseling.
We can't control most of that.
And the appraisal?
And the appraisal. But appraisals usually take less than a week. Usually after the counseling, there's a waiting period of 7 days, which is just state law. In the meantime, other things can be done. We order the appraisal. When the appraisal comes in, it should be ready to go to underwriting.
What about if I have that, if I was smart enough to get a trust in advance?
No problem.
Any effect. No bearing.
No effect.
So the idea here is you should have the trust,
yeah,
and it doesn't affect the reverse mortgage in any way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Great information. If you want more information about the reverse mortgage, buying a home with a reverse mortgage, or taking equity out of your property, tax planning with a reverse mortgage, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet us anytime, call me, 800-306-1990. 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.